an empty letter. We must appeal to all states to respect their international obligations. When faced with the threat represented by a nuclear, ballistic, chemical, and biological proliferation, we must show resolve. It's our collective responsibility to refuse the trivialization of crises of proliferation and the immunity that certain states believe they enjoy. The action of France faced to challenges and opportunities presented by developments of new technologies rests on transparency, as colleagues have said before me, also cooperation and combating their deviation or malicious use. So we will leave no stone unturned to ensure that the norms and standards in this area are respected and to contribute to establishing new ones where they are necessary. Thank you.
I would like to give the floor to the Republic of Korea. Ambassador, you have the floor.
Madam President, the Republic of Korea also joins previous speakers in expressing its sincere appreciation to the Finnish President for her dedicated efforts in allowing the CD to continue substantive deliberations despite the current circumstances within this body. Madam President, while the rapid development of technology is offering unprecedented opportunities to shape our world for the better, it will also inevitably bring along new challenges that demand our collective attention. These challenges stem from the inherently dual use or purpose of the technologies involved. The traditional spin-off of military technologies to civilian applications no longer enjoys monopoly. Indeed, disseminations of new technologies take the reverse spin-on pathway. As such, expert multi-stakeholder platforms are indispensable in devising implementable normative and operational frameworks on potentially disruptive technologies. As rightly pointed out, taking an approach focused on responsible use will be key while we work towards translating these efforts into universal, comprehensive, and internationally verifiable treaties in the longer term. In this regard, the Republic of Korea is appreciative of the progress being made at the GG on laws, whose 2023 sessions concluded with a consensus report just last week here in Geneva. We continue to support this important work conducted in the specialized forum provided by the CCW framework. And as a complementary and parallel effort to address the issue of broader military application of artificial intelligence, the ROK will carry forward the excellent contributions made by the first host, the Netherlands, of the RAIM Summit on Responsible Use of AI in the Military Domain. As the second host, the Republic of Korea will work closely with partners to promote the implementation of the RAIM Call to Action, which has been endorsed by more than 60 countries. Going forward, we will also contribute to shaping global ethical guidelines, principles, and frameworks to govern the AI systems. We look forward to sharing detailed plans for the next RAIM Summit to be held in Seoul in due course. Finally, in the realms of biological and chemical weapons, we do not believe that a new convention is called for. It is not the lack of